Well, it's always great to chat to Dave Eustace, especially when they've got such a huge day at their semi-local, where they've got a big base at Ballarat, and they would love to take out the Ballarat Cup. Good morning, Dave. How are you, mate?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
Well, we'll start with a feature, and you've got two chances in the Ballarat Cup, Junipal and Al Ghulail, I know. For the connections of Junipal, including Lockie McKenzie, it would be a dream to win the hometown Ballarat Cup. Goodwin Sandown last start. What are your expectations at the 2000 tomorrow?
Yeah, look, he's come through Sandown very well, obviously. Otherwise, we wouldn't have accepted with him. And as you say, it was a good win at Sandown. He didn't have necessarily a especially hard race. He takes his racing pretty well. And yeah, that could be a great result. As you say, Lockie McKenzie is in charge of the club for a long time, very, very passionate, and did a fantastic job for 10 years or more, I think. So if he was able to win that with the rest of the crew, it would be a great result. We've always felt 2000 would be okay. You know, he relaxes pretty well in his races, and I think, you know, he just needs to get to the outside, and if he's able to do that, we think the track will suit too.
Did you always have the Ballarat Cup in the back of your mind at the end of spring for him?
Yes and no. I mean, look, his main target was the Toorak, and that didn't really pan out. But yes, it was always an option, with the prize money being so good, and it's, you know, it's the right race certainly to be trying out 2,000 metres.
Well, you mentioned the prize money, and it is a very deep race this year because of the $500,000 on offer. He's the $5 favourite. He's drawn a nice gate. How do you see it unfolding?
Yeah, hopefully he's able to just be sort of midfield and not. But he's actually a better horse ridden in those big fields. Not ugly, but three wide and with a bit of cover, and just so that the rider is normally Johnny, but unfortunately is able to just ease out when he wants. He got cluttered up in the Toorak. It just didn't pan out at all. But yeah, hopefully we can sort of three deep, or at least just be able to pop out and make his run whenever he can. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Johnny unfortunately not riding, but it's not too bad when you got the services of Kieran McAvoy in the Ballarat Cup.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, Macca. That's ideal. I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Stablemate Al Ghulail had been in ripping form until last start. What happened at Caulfield in the Coonjee?
It was a bit of a messy race. That I think the rail out, they got racing a bit quick down the side, and I think probably fair to say he didn't fire either. He was obviously in great form at that time, but he really does thrive off a decent gap between races. And he just had the race 2.5 weeks later, which is probably that little bit quick for him. So we freshened him up. He likes his environment sort of changed around. He's been at Ballarat, and then he comes down to Caulfield for the week leading into a race so that he can go to the beach. And I think he's in really, really good heart. My only sort of question mark is the big field. He quite likes being able to sort of make a move in smaller fields, and whether the hustle and bustle of the Cup is quite to his liking. But I think he's really well. As you said, it's a very, very strong race this year. It's certainly the strongest since I've been here. And, you know, that's full credit to the club for the prize money. They put a lot in, and the race has been deservedly supported. He's got a good chance, but it's a very open race, I thought.
Yeah, it is indeed. And I think it'll be the first Cup for Kieran, as well as yourself, if you could win tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think he has won one. It would be fantastic to win one. Obviously, local cup. It'd be, you know, it's a great shame that people aren't able to go. Actually, I think these cup meetings, you know, as we know, the town gets right behind them wherever they may be, and they're all, you know, particularly this time of year, you get a bigger crowd at Ballarat than you would at Flemington, I would think. So it's a shame, because they're great days, and we've got a really good team in, but the staff will be able to gather together at the end of the day. We're all gonna get together. So win, lose or draw, we'll have a good evening.
Well, no doubt about that. Well, let's hope it's a celebration, and you could have a few winners. Punters are hoping you'll kick off the day with a win with the Gouch, who's been in great form, just touched off last start. Geez, a horse you'd love to own. Only had the 6 starts and never missed a place.
Yeah, he's not an easy horse either. The team do a great job in just keeping him in a good groove, because he's not straightforward. But yeah, he's. I suppose the only query with him is just loves a little bit of juice in the ground. But it's first race of the day. Dylan's got the track in superb order. He'll be right there. As you say, he's very consistent, and you can nearly put your hat that he'll be in the 3, and he's in good nick, so he should run well.
Got the favourite in the 2nd as well, Wahani Toa, who was a good run at the Valley, a place getter in the St Ledger. Is this its peak run?
Yeah, I thought she was probably our best of the day. She runs the trip out very well. She's down the weights. She's got blinkers on first time, worked well in them in the week. And she's just a really nice progressive mare who hasn't had an awful lot of luck this prep and probably isn't capable of winning now until she gets out for a mile and a half. And she's one, you know, one to follow in years to come. I think she's only just really starting to furnish now. And I thought she'd go pretty close.
All right, well, that's a good leg for the punters, because, well, able to be backed at around about $4.20. One of the most intriguing races of the day is the Magic Millions Clockwise Classic. You've got 2 runners, including Jayanthi, who has been the talk of the trial watchers with the Clockwise Classic. What can you tell us about Jayanthi?
Yeah, really nice filly. Her trial was obviously eye-catching. I'd just put a little bit of caution on it. She just jumped okay and didn't get into stride all that quick, and actually found herself last in the trial, closed off very well. But I think if she does that on race day, she'd probably find it hard to win. It's not a track that reverse clockwise. If you're last on the corner, I think you'd have to be very smart to win. So look, I'm not putting anyone off, but we'd like to see her jump a little bit better and just muster. The other filly, Love and Feeling, has really trained on well since Flemington, and she was probably a little bit underdone that day, tightened up nicely. She looks great. I thought she trialled just on the bridle. We didn't really want to test her too much. She had to trial to get in the race, and it was actually 6 days after her run, so we just trialled her quietly, and I don't think there's a whole lot between them.
Okay, she's drawn a little awkwardly. Where would you expect her to be in the run, Love and Feeling?
Well, yeah, look, you're riding how you jump. That'll be the instructions. If she's learned a lot from Flemington and is able to ping the lid, then you try and go forward, because I think that is where you need to be. So, you know, you've got to leave it up to the rider a little bit.
All Too Royal, Enigman go around in race number 5. Was he just a little bit disappointing to the line at the Valley last start, All Too Royal?
Yeah, he was. They weren't making an awful lot of ground. He was first up and had to make ground out wide and was just even to the line. Yeah, I think that's fair. He's just taking a little bit longer to come to hand now that he's a year older. He seems very well in himself. He might just need the run again. As I say, he's just taking that bit of time to come to hand. Enigman, I mean, he's very hard to catch. He won at 50-1 up in Darwin and came from out of the screen and was miles off him at the 150 and managed to win the race. It was a pretty remarkable win, but He's a horse with an awful lot of talent. Has trialled well. It's probably worth having a nibble at big odds because he can bob up. But he's not one you can trust too much.
And then you got Snap Dancer, who, as a three-year-old, raced against some of the best fillies. She's first up and has shown ability in the past. Is she ready to win first up?
Probably not. Good mare. He's going to target the Magic Millions. Been the plan the whole way through. She looks great. Work's been good, but we'll probably need the run, and will be worth following sort of next start and the start after that once she gets up to the millions.
All right, so Wahani Toa is your best at Ballarat tomorrow. Have you got a best at the Valley tonight?
I thought Hoosier Pappy would be hard to beat in the maiden. He's been very unlucky twice, just through barriers, really. And he's drawn well, blinkers on. He worked at the Valley on Monday. I think he'll be pretty hard to beat.
All right, who's your Pappy race two? And I see you've scratched a couple, but you've left with bad influence in race four at Terang. First up, what are we doing?
Yeah, quite nice, really. Who's trialled quite well. If it's not a strong maiden, then she'll be there or thereabouts.
Good on you, Dave. Enjoy tomorrow night with the stable staff, and hopefully it's a celebration.
Okay, cheers. Thanks, Mike.